Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, March 26, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, a pair of mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado sparking new debate on Capitol Hill over the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. The president urging Congress to pass new gun safety measures after a man killed 10 people at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Mr. Biden telling lawmakers to enact an assault weapon ban and limit high-capacity magazines. Now, the Senate tried to do that back in 2013, but the vote failed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledging to crack down on the sale of firearms, saying, quote, "We have a responsibility to do more than just speak out. We will take action to address the epidemic of gun violence." But there is no epidemic in mass shootings. According to a study by the University of California, mass shootings make up 0.2% of all gun homicides. The real problem are criminals killing people. Next, the crisis on the southern border. The number of migrant families illegally entering the USA is now up 100% from a year ago. More than 80,000 people cross into the U.S. from Mexico pretty much every week. Arrests in the region down by the border have doubled, 440% increase at entry points near El Paso. Since most border jumpers get away, the 80,000 estimate is a low number. The White House announcing $86 million in new funding to put immigrants in hotels. The program will house about 1,500 people for the next 16 months. Summing up, President Biden is soft on the border intrusion. The migrants know it, and a disaster is unfolding. Better news on the COVID front, cases continue to decline as vaccinations rise. The government now administers about 3 million doses every day. About 18% of all adults are now fully inoculated. A third have received the first injection. But in Europe, the exact opposite is taking place. The continent, now one of the worst spots on the planet for COVID. Cases in Poland up 80%, France 85%, Ireland 150%, Germany 275%. Why? Because the EU has no vaccine. That's why. Coming up, the message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com. That's easy, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. By the way, we do a television broadcast, news broadcast on BillO'Reilly.com every night. So I hope you go there and check it out. First letter comes from D.A. in Louisville, Kentucky. In my opinion, I think the real reason the left wants to take away guns is to control the American people. One of the first things that communism did was to remove guns from society. That is true. In the Soviet Union, China, the dictators Stalin and Mao executed people who did not hand over guns. Totalitarian governments know that an armed populace is a danger. Now, the same theory held true in 1776 when the founders were thinking about the Constitution. The reason the Second Amendment was put into the Constitution was to protect the people from the government. There was a thought that maybe there would be a military coup in the early days of America because the federal government wasn't strong enough to fend it off. So that's why we have the Second Amendment. Tanya is in Salem, Oregon. Bill, in your opinion, which policies would be different now if Bernie Sanders were president? I know it's a hypothetical question, but an interesting one, Tanya, so we'll roll with it. I don't see a big difference between what Bernie Sanders wants and what Joe Biden is doing. Now, everybody thought that Joe Biden would be a moderate if elected president. Well, he's not. Every single thing that he has espoused is a far-left progressive thing. There's not one moderate thing. In fact, the Republican Party has been completely shut out of any dialogue with President Biden. He's not uniting anyone. He's pushing a very progressive agenda. And it's backfiring. We see what's happening on the border. We see gas prices rocketing. We see chaos in spending, $5 trillion in new spending. I mean, it's insane. So I don't see any difference between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. David is in East Amherst, New York. I realize this is old news, but what has happened to the Durham report? You know, I don't even care anymore, David. The Durham report was set up by the Justice Department under President Trump to investigate the corruption in the Russian collusion fiasco. Well, what is it now? 2 years? We hear nothing. This is not the way a democracy should work. Catherine is in Taos, New Mexico, a nice town. The Democrats' strategy of taking away blame for personal failure and reinventing it as victimhood helps no one, especially the victims. And Catherine, you're right on. Telling children of color that whites are oppressing them builds in a failure mechanism for children. Think about it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The COVID pandemic has closed to businesses all over the country, as you know, slashing millions of jobs, but one specific industry continues to thrive during the contagion: fast food. Americans are turning to drive-through windows for quick, inexpensive meals from the safety of their cars. New data from the National Restaurant Association shows sales at fast food restaurants up double digits in the past 12 months. So let's run down what's going on. The fifth most popular fast food chain, Burger King, home of the Whopper, as you know. There are more than 7,000 Burger Kings in all 50 states, selling $9 billion worth of burgers every year. Next up, Taco Bell. The Mexican-themed restaurant saw the biggest jump in sales during the pandemic. Most popular item at the Bell is the XXL Grilled Stuffed Burrito Crunch Supreme. Wow, that'll set you back $3. And it contains 1,400 calories. Whoa. Number three, Subway, $10 billion in sales at 25,000 locations. Biggest sellers include turkey sandwiches and tuna sandwiches. Second place goes to Starbucks. The coffee shop changes its menu each season, generating the most money around Christmas time. Hottest item last December, coffee hot chocolate combo, but where each drink contains at least 23 teaspoons of sugar, 900 calories. Just to put it into perspective, you're supposed to get 2,000 calories a day. Just that drink is 900. The top spot goes to McDonald's. No surprise, $40 billion in annual sales, 3 billion burgers sold every year, 5,000 every minute of every day. McDonald's seeing 3% growth during the pandemic. It's no surprise the average American has gained between 5 and 15 pounds since last year. And here's something else you might not know. While fast food thrives during the contagion, America's biggest winner, the alcohol industry. Sale of hard spirits up 60% compared to the same time last year. Bottoms up, back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.